America is now just 6 months away from a presidential election. If opinion polls are to be believed, and Donald Trump really is ahead in some of the key battleground states, we could soon see a conservative in the White House and a conservative-controlled Congress. It's one thing to gain power. It is, of course, quite another thing to know what to do with it. Conservatives who try to run the federal government without a clear strategy usually end up being run by the federal government. Why is this? The administrative state, with its vast alphabet soup of federal agencies, is often very unconservative. In fact, you might even say it's often anti-conservative. That's not to say that there's some kind of deep state conspiracy against conservatives. Federal officials struggle to issue visas or approve new medicines on a timely basis. I highly doubt that they're up to the job of sophisticated conspiracy. No, the problem is the mindset, the outlook of those who work for the administrative state, or what the French call their déformation professionnelle. Those that work for big government bureaucracies tend to favour more big government. If your career is spent working for a federal agency, you'll perhaps see federal fiat as the natural answer to pretty much every problem. Many of those that work for government tend to be pretty smart. Smart enough, in fact, to fall for the conceit that you can successfully engineer social and economic outcomes with some grand plan from above. Now that diversity, equity, and inclusion has become the official ideology of America's public institutions, federal officials are likely to find it much easier to implement diversity strategies or talk about microaggressions than deliver competent public administration. Being part of a national bureaucracy in Washington makes you more inclined to want to work closely with supranational bureaucracies, such as the UN or the WHO or the EU. What can an incoming conservative government in America, an incoming conservative administration, do about all of this? It's not enough to instruct the federal state to govern differently. Conservatives need a plan to rewire the administrative state itself. Here's how. Number one, find the right people. Donald Trump's decision to appoint Neil Gorsuch or Brett Kavanaugh or Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court proved to be one of the most consequential things that he's done. As a result, the US Supreme Court now has a conservative majority for the first time in over half a century. Trump didn't appoint the right people to the Supreme Court because he happened to know them. It was the Federalist Society who took the time to identify and vet suitable candidates for him. I'm delighted to be a small part of a project run by the Heritage Foundation and others that helps to identify the right people, not so much for judicial appointments, but for positions right across government. Unless conservatives find the right people to install in that myriad of federal agencies, those that work in those agencies are going to nominate their own, and little is going to change. Number two, we need to shrink the size of the federal machine. Argentina's new president, Milei, almost halved the number of government departments in the week after he took office. US conservatives should do something similar. Do we really need a US Department of Education, created only in 1980, or a Federal Housing Department in 1965? Surely education and housing are matters that can be safely left to each state. Why stop there? There are currently 438 US federal agencies and sub-agencies. Conservatives should go full Milei on all of them. Three, control the spending. What is the single biggest threat to the United States? It isn't, I believe, China or Islamism. It's the ballooning national debt. The US national debt is now growing at $1 trillion every 100 days. Conservatives urgently need to bring federal spending back under control. How? Well, remember that kerfuffle a few months back when Representative Kevin McCarthy tried and failed to be elected House Speaker dozens of times? One of the objections that the conservative refuseniks had was the fact that Congress did not seem to control government spending. The process by which Congress approves federal budgets is far too convoluted. You have one committee approving the agricultural budget, another the defense budget, and so on. It makes this much easier for vested interests to ensure that their preferred spending items get approved. We need to return to the principle that there's some form of unified congressional budgetary oversight. This is the only chance of restoring congressional control over the administrative state spending. Fourthly, we need to return authority back to the states. The 10th Amendment clearly states that powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Ponder that for a moment and think of how far we've wandered away from that. Since the days of Woodrow Wilson, there's been a creeping coup that has seen federal agencies, abetted by the Supreme Court, usurp the primacy of the states. Until now. In a little-noticed ruling in West Virginia versus the Environmental Protection Agency, the Supreme Court essentially said that a federal agency could not presume to make policy the way the EPA was trying to do. The ruling puts a question mark over the presumption that Congress can delegate major political and economic questions to executive agencies. Conservatives need to build on this and other similar rulings and push back against the decades of self-aggrandizement by federal agencies. How often do conservative voters vote for conservative leaders, but end up in effect with a system of soft left socialism? I would argue that this has been a constant feature of US politics for over half a century, with a brief interlude from business as usual when Ronald Reagan was in the White House for eight glorious years in the 1980s. Unless we're to see more of the same, we need to ensure that if and when conservatives gain control of the federal government, they use their one chance to achieve fundamental strategic change to the way that America is run. If we don't seize the chance, there may never be another. Our aim must not be to just oust liberals or even just to install a particular leader. Our goal should be to renew America by overturning the incremental coup that has been created in Washington, D.C. by an administrative state that our founders neither envisaged nor sanctioned.